This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 601,000 people died globally from COVID-19, more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. and more than 2 million in Brazil, the two countries making up more than a third of the entire world's infections. Patients struggling to breathe are being placed on ventilators in some emergency wards since intensive care units are full, and the near-constant care they require is overtaxing workers who are all treating more typical ER cases. Some patients have been moved into hallways, and nurses are working extra shifts. A fast-rising tide of new coronavirus cases is flooding emergency rooms in parts of the United States. And the state of Florida hospitals say that they are in desperate need of remdesivir to treat patients who are filling beds. The governor announced 30,000 vials of the drug are being shipped to the state. The medication has been shown to shorten average hospitalization times. European Union leaders will be spending a third day on Sunday trying to reach a massive stimulus fund to offset the economic damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Leaders from the 27-nation bloc continue haggling over a $1.85 trillion EU budget and coronavirus recovery fund and long-term budget as Europe grapples with its worst economic shock since World War II. A group of wealthy northern states led by the Netherlands have balked in giving away so much cash grants to hard-hit indebted nations, mostly in the Mediterranean Rim, preferring to dole out loans instead. Backbiting at the meeting has put in jeopardy what could be an unprecedented act of financial solidarity that would send the European Commission to public markets to borrow billions of euros for a rainy day fund. This is VOA News.